On Tuesday, North Carolina Insurance Commissioner Wayne Goodwin signed a settlement agreement with homeowners insurance companies, allowing an average rate increase of 7% across the state. It could have been worse. According to a press release, the North Carolina Rate Bureau requested an overall statewide average rate increase of 17.7%. The difference between the requested and the settled rates amounts to $237 million in savings to policyholders. Some eastern North Carolina counties will see about a 20% hike in their insurance rates. Less than 24 hours after the rates were released, I spoke with Insurance Commissioner Goodwin about when the new rates will take effect and how they compiled the numbers.
In every state, insurance companies have differing ways to request that their insurance rates be approved. And in many states, there's a system where the insurance companies will submit them for approval before they go into effect. And here in North Carolina, the rates are sort of consolidated. The rate requests are consolidated, and there's one filing instead of there being hundreds of filings from all the insurance companies.
You worked with the North Carolina Rate Bureau, which represents the insurance companies. The goal was to come up with a list of homeowners insurance increases that both the Rate Bureau and the Insurance Commission could agree on. But of course, it didn't happen on the first try. Tell me about the process of reaching an agreement.
My experts recommended and stated that the requests were excessive in nature and otherwise conflicted with what was allowed. I agreed. I ruled that there needed to be a public hearing, and in addition to that, I ordered a public comment period. We had about 8,000 members of the, mostly from the coast, who had input. In the course of the next several months after that, the state and the insurance industry ferociously navigated and through various proposals, and were able to negotiate a settlement that is a fraction of what the insurance industry had wanted.
Now, on Tuesday, you signed a settlement agreement that would raise the overall statewide average home insurance rate to 7%. Are those rates spread out across North Carolina, or are there pockets where the rates are higher?
The lowest rate increases were actually in nine of the coastal counties. Nine of the coastal counties had 1% increase, which was, you know, compared to Charlotte, which had 8.4% increase. And then you had another four or five coastal counties that had 3.4%, including a good part of Dare County, as well as some other counties along the coast, Currituck, Hyde, and Pamlico, and then along the southeastern part of the state, that the Wilmington and some other areas had 8.6%.
Carteret and Onslow County have a rate increase of 19.8%. And then I noticed that neighboring Craven County only had a 1% increase. Why is there such a difference for some areas?
Because North Carolina, like other states, they have the state broken down by territory. And these territories are devised based upon criteria the state and the insurance industry determines. Obviously, the closer one is to the water, then that affects the rate, and also the number of claims, the claims history, and the storm history affects the rate. And one of the reasons, and I'm glad you pointed that out, is that there was a split of the territories not too long ago, and the reason was that people in the western part of the counties you mentioned were upset that they were being treated the same as folks in the eastern part of those counties whenever the damage and the impact record was greater in the eastern part than in the western part of those individual counties.
In Territory 8, which includes Brunswick, Carteret, New Hanover, Onslow, and Pender counties, they experienced a 19.8% increase. How does that translate in terms of money?
Well, and before I answer that question, let me tell you this, is that as that document shows, the insurance industry, they said their data supported an increase in those counties of 119.2%. And that's, I said, that's excessive, that's unlawful, it's not allowed. So they, and of course, they capped their request for that territory at 30%. And even once we scrutinized it and reviewed it and so on, we still were able to reduce that to the 19.8%. But that's a cap. Most people won't see that. The actual dollar amounts is that under the current rate, you would have your typical policy for a house would be $2,342, the impact would raise it to $2,806. So you're looking at an impact of about $450 for, you know, in that particular instance on average.
Have you had any feedback from county officials about what they think about these rate increases?
I've had some. I mean, no one likes to have any type of increase or anything. I mean, if folks could get our milk and bread and gas for free, we want it for free.
Now, what happens if people can't afford these rate increases?
Well, I mean, that's why we need to have competition. And as many companies say they won't write here unless they can charge enough for the risk. We need to have enough insurance companies here so people can choose and have a competitive market. If the rates are artificially low, then companies won't write here, and their only options then would either be to go to the surplus lines market, which is unregulated by state, or go to the beach plan, which is the market of last resort, or to go uninsured at all. And those are not good options, respectively. So the best thing is to try to have as many companies that you can that will write, and they will not write unless there's a range of rates that they can charge. You know, they can discount downward for the homeowner if they mitigate and if they do other things to lessen their risk.
The last rate increase was in 2009. If you could explain to me, though, why are the insurance rates increasing, and is this something that's going to happen every couple of years?
Well, as Department of Insurance experts spent months studying the request from the insurance companies that operate and cover homeowners insurance here, it became apparent that some sort of increase was justified largely due to the steadily rising cost of reinsurance related to hurricane risks and also to the costs related to the ongoing series of storms we've had all across the state. And then also the concern about availability. There have been a number of insurance companies who had testified to the legislative committees recently that they were going to have to pull out from covering North Carolina. And my job by law is that I'm supposed to have a balance to ensure that rates are not excessive, but also if some sort of rate adjustments are warranted, that they only be enough to help keep the market competitive and viable here. But it's a very complex issue. If we had not done this settlement, I fear that a court case would have led to a much worse result, and that would not be good for homeowners.
And lastly, when will the rate increases take effect?
It's July the 1st. And, you know, by law, insurance companies make a rate request every year. It's been 4 years since they last did it for homeowners insurance. They make a rate request every year on car insurance. We have the lowest car insurance rates in the South. But homeowners, they've chosen about 4 years.
I'm speaking with North Carolina Insurance Commissioner Wayne Goodwin. Thank you very much for your time.
Yes, sir. Yeah.